AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Washington Senator Patty Murray says a leaked draft from the Supreme Court on abortion should be a wake-up call for women.
It's not happening to someone else in some other state. It is happening everywhere, and the highest court in the land is preparing to rip away your rights at this very moment.
The draft opinion would throw out the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling. Chief Justice John Roberts confirmed the authenticity of the draft. This came as a surprise to Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski.
It was not the direction that I believed that the court would take based on statements that have been made about Roe being settled and being precedent.
A court statement emphasized the draft is not the justice's final word. President Biden says this would be a radical decision.
Does this mean that in Florida they can decide they're going to pass a law saying that same-sex marriage is not permissible? It's against the law in Florida? It's a fundamental shift in American jurisprudence.
The decision to overturn Roe would lead to abortion bans in roughly half the states and spark new efforts in Democratic-leaning states to protect access to abortion. French President Emmanuel Macron stressed in a phone call with Vladimir Putin the extreme gravity of the consequences of Russia's war of aggression in Ukraine. Macron also called on the Russian leader to allow evacuations from the Mariupol steel plant to continue. Russian tanks are storming that plant today. Coronavirus vaccine and treatment sales helped Pfizer breeze past Wall Street's first quarter expectations as the drug maker's profits grew 61%. Pfizer also hopes to tell regulators how well its vaccine works in the littlest kids by late this month or early next month. Stocks are higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. A judge outside Washington is allowing Johnny Depp to continue with his libel lawsuit against ex-wife Amber Heard. The AP's Margie Zaraletta has the story.
Amber Heard's lawyer, J. Benjamin Rottenborn, asked for Johnny Depp's case to be dismissed because Depp has failed to prove Heard defamed him with a 2018 op-ed piece in the Washington Post about domestic abuse. Rottenborn argued Depp's own definition of abuse includes verbal assaults. Depp lawyer Benjamin Chu says their side has presented several credible witnesses supporting Depp's claim about damage to his reputation. Judge Penny Ascarati says the standard for dismissing is exceedingly high and she will let the trial move forward. Depp's side has rested their case. Heard is expected to be among the defense witnesses. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
The NFL has hired 10 new on-field officials, including the first Asian-American to officiate in the league and a former player. Mike Morton becomes the third former player on the roster of officials, joining Nate Jones and Terry Killens. Ed Donahue, AP News.